Youth is Served, Officials Playlist, and The Great Wall of Adam. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Cross country has the unique feature of being an individual sport within a team sport, and some great individual efforts were turned in Saturday at the Lower Peninsula Finals at Michigan International Speedway. Lots of folks talked about Muskegon Western Michigan Christian sophomore Abby Vanderkoy, who blew away the Division IV girls field by over a minute for her second individual title. But what maybe woke up the echoes at NASCAR's fastest racetrack was freshman Hunter Jones of Benzie Central, evoking memories of another great from Northwest Michigan, Ryan Shea.
Only one freshman's ever won a race in the state meet, Ryan Shea, back in the 90s. Were you aware of that?
Well, I mean, I knew that, so that was kind of my goal. That would be pretty awesome to be as good as him.
Jones was the first ninth grader to win a boys' final race since Shea began his four-year run in 1993. Among the team champions, the girls' team at Hart captured the Division III crown for the third straight year, and East Grand Rapids won the D2 girls' crown for the second straight year, placing all five of its scoring runners in the top 13. You can read all about the cross-country finals on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our game balls this week go out to Charlevoix's football team, which won its first ever playoff game last week, 32-0 over Harbor Springs. Alan Ritter led the Red Raiders with 159 yards rushing, and Marquette swept Escanaba to claim the Great Northern volleyball title. Sophomore hitter Siler Rushka led the Redhead attack. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look into the fine art of officiating with Brent Rice.
There's a new feature on the MHSAA Sports Channel on YouTube. In addition to videos on the annual Battle of the Fans, weekly game highlights, and eligibility rules information, a playlist has now been created specifically for officials. The MHSAA Officials Playlist has a variety of It's Your Call videos designed to inform and challenge your rules knowledge, and videos on rules changes. It's a great resource and one you should visit often, as new videos will regularly be added. And it's not just for officials. Fans are always welcome to visit the Officials Playlist to help them better understand the fine art of officiating.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Visit the MHSAA website now to register. Three of the four championships in the MHSAA boys soccer tournament were settled on Saturday in extra time, including two games coming down to shootouts.
Visser has to make this, or it's a victory for the Red Devils. Here's the kick. Stop! The stop by Adam Skehan! And the celebration for the Red Devils of Gros Isle.
Joe Jason on the NFHS Network. Here's goalie Adam Skehan talking about the shootout victory, which gave his Gros Isle Red Devils the Division III championship over Grand Rapids South Christian.
Going into it, I was so scared, so nervous, but I just put all the emotions behind me and came out and played for my team.
A second half goal by South Christian to tie the game was the first allowed in the tournament by Gros Isle, and Skehan stonewalled the Stalers on a point blank shot late in regulation to force overtime. The other champions Saturday were Troy Athens in Division I, Grand Rapids Forest Hills Northern in Division II, and Muskegon Western Michigan Christian in Division IV. You can read more about the soccer finals on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Tune in to MHSAA.tv and the Fox Sports Detroit Prep Zone for live streaming video of tournament play this week in football and volleyball. Visit the MHSAA website for the schedule. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.